Space Cowboy Books presents Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log. Interviews with the authors and musicians that make Simultaneous Times podcast possible. You've heard the stories and the music. Now hear the stories behind the stories.
Welcome to Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, an interview with Frank Slater. Frank Slater is an amateur anthropologist and science fiction historian who also writes short stories on occasion. He spends much of his time traveling and attempting to connect with regional authors. He generally prefers anonymity, but is always excited to be in conversation about science fiction. He has had several stories in Simultaneous Times podcast, and he has also written essays for the Journal of Past and Present Issues. Currently, he is working on a history of 21st century science fiction literature and film throughout the world. What was your first experience with science fiction, and what inspired you to first create work in the genre?
Well, my first experience with science fiction was probably listening to the show. At one point, theater was the main method of storytelling, and one of the primary forms of entertainment. In my era, this simply isn't true, but we have access, through archives. We have access to so many antiquated forms of storytelling that it makes one question why such an art, so intrinsic to human beings, should have waned in popularity. The word classic has almost lost its meaning. But you could say that I've focused on the future classics of this era. Names some of you are familiar with. People often speak about science fiction in reference to considering the possibilities of the future. I've made a point of it to use science fiction studies to understand something about the mentalities of the past. As for creating work in the genre, you know, I mostly wanted to see if it was possible to put myself in the mindset of the people that I'm studying. If I could bring myself to understand the writing of the time, at least enough to emulate it without exposing any paradoxical problems, then, through immersion, I could gain an accurate kind of perspective on the subject, you know what I mean? You have to understand that when speaking to people that do not read, reading cannot be the reference point used. So, many of the things that were spoken of are just plain realities, I mean, now. Now, for us, this is so... The cultural context of the pieces are easily lost.
Aside from what you just mentioned, what are some of your favorite science fiction books, films, and music?
So, I already mentioned the show. Of course, it's one of my favorites. Are you referring to any specific time frame?
Not particularly. I mean, in the history of science fiction, some of us have different definitions of that. Go ahead and use your own.
That's a fairly tough question. With so many centuries to choose from.
So you're of the opinion that it's possible that science fiction predates science? I know that many have tried to connect our current definition of science fiction to ancient writings, but in my opinion, science must precede science fiction.
All that doesn't really matter. Let's see. Of course I love most of the classics, the early stuff. Wells, William Hope Hodgkins, Edgar Burroughs. The Time Machine was particularly interesting to me early on. Many of the books that I would have liked to have read were lost. Even more of the recordings, unfortunately. You know, I'm interested in filling those historical gaps. Some of my favorites were the ones that got it right, so to speak. We almost view them as prophets now. Scalzi's Old Man's War, Rendezvous with Rama was really close. Kaufman's The Star is Alive is still scarily accurate, actually. Personal favorite for me has always been the somewhat obscure Heaven's Transition. by F.R. Ankman. And of course, A Time of Need by Brent Harris. You know, I've seen it happen both ways. He really tapped into something there.
What are your feelings on the marriage of literature and music, and what do you see as the future for these two mediums interacting? And which show are you referring to when you keep referencing the show?
I suppose I'll answer that from beginning to end. You know, I can't really speak to the music angle. I mean, I can't give away too much about what happens. Plus, I'm not a musician, so I don't really feel that I'm qualified to address the topic. But, you know, I've already alluded to the future several times, and, you know, I've already mentioned some things I perhaps shouldn't have, to be fully open with you, so to speak. But, however, I can say that the way we will listen to music will change drastically, to say the least. Unidirectional sound sources will take away the shared experience of music. That's one way to say it. I think you would understand, and perhaps your listeners. You know, for decades, oversaturation took over the mystical experience of music. And, it, you know, in an attempt to fix this, it just ended up becoming something a little more private. Regarding your show, you know, I'm talking, of course, about Simultaneous Times. It's been a huge influence on me personally, if that's not obvious. And getting to hear the early work of some of my favorite authors, yourself included, has been quite fantastic, to say the least. You know, one particular story spurred me onto my current project, and of course that's why I'm here. But, I mean, that episode hasn't even aired yet.
How have you heard unaired episodes? I don't share them with anyone outside of the authors, and sometimes they don't even hear them till they go live.
Well, Jean-Paul, that's of course because you haven't made the programs yet. I doubt the stories have even been written as of today. You know, I wanted to be here to experience it firsthand, to see, you can say, how the people react to it. Often, what's of historical importance isn't so loud in the beginning. Usually, relevance is something that culture adds later. Unfortunately, death is often a factor in making people pay attention to what was important all along. Yeah, let's just act like I wasn't talking about death. I think that takes us off on a tangent I didn't really want to bring up. You can edit this out, right? What I mean is that we tend to not see cultural relevance until we have some distance. Anyway, in my era, this notion has changed considerably. So we try to be there to observe history being made. And, you know, sometimes it's small and less obvious, and sometimes there's just no denying it. So, you know, the dialectic sway of history can't be changed in any meaningful way after the fact. So we get involved on the periphery, you can say, as these observers. So we attempt to get an accurate view of history as it happens. I'm sure it's a strange thing to say, that I know more about this program than you do. I'm sure that makes no sense to you right now, but, you know, I'm also sure that you may even be a little insulted hearing that, being you're the one that is, you know, come up with it and all. But that's usually the kind of response that I hear when I make these sorts of comments. You know, but that's why I had to come. To experience it firsthand, as I was just speaking to. And not just through the archives. You know, in the years that this program ran, a lot of things were said about it. But as with all criticism, only some of it is accurate and relevant. I had to experience it as it happened, without the lens of my culture. I really had to. You know, just being here informs me just how wrong some historians are, and how much of the truth was lost the first time around.
Okay. Not sure I'm following you. Anyway, tell us a bit about your work outside of the podcast and some interesting upcoming projects.
Well, Jean-Paul, as you know, I'm currently working on an informal history of 21st century science fiction.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. We're only 2 decades into this century. Don't you think that your book may be a little premature?
Yes. Well, from your perspective, yes. Now, people in your time haven't yet started to glimpse the fluid nature of time. How all times are essentially at once. And in fact, that's how I found you in the first place. I thought that perhaps your team was privy to this. Apparently not. You know, most people won't accept the true nature of time as a fact until decades from now. You know, and even then, most will be slow to fully grasp the concept. While the people of your time will never get the opportunity to read my book, I want them to know that I'm going to do my best to portray your time in history, and will do everything I can to fill in those gaps of time that were lost due to the great digital collapse.
You just heard Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, an interview with Frank Slater, with music by Red Blue Black Silver. If you enjoy the program, please nominate us for the 2019 Discover Pods Award at discoverpods.com. Simultaneous Times is a monthly science fiction podcast going live on the 15th of each month. And now, Simultaneous Times Supplementary Log, interviews with the authors and musicians of the podcast, going live on the 1st of every month. Theme music by Dane Lescombe. Be sure to visit us at our bookstore in Joshua Tree, California, or at spacecowboybooks.com. And out now, Simultaneous Times Volume 1, paperback science fiction anthology, available on our website and on Lulu. Get in touch on Instagram and Twitter. We'd love to hear what you think of the show. And now a word from other fellow Joshua Tree podcasters.
Are you looking for a new way to think and transform? Tune into Myth Matters, a bi-weekly podcast of storytelling and conversation about mythology and why it's important to life today. Find a more creative way to live. Learn more at mythicmojo.com and keep the mystery in your life alive.
Have you ever wondered why people live in the desert? I'm Dawn Davis, and I host Desert Lady Diaries podcast. It's a weekly conversation with women who found their home in the Mojave Desert. Each week, I talk to women who were either born and raised in the desert or felt called to come here and what the desert means to them. You can learn more about the podcast and listen at DesertLadyDiaries.com.
We live in a very weird place. A dry and mountainous land of poisonous creatures and desert monsters, missing tourists, and strange lights in the sky. Join us every Friday at 10 p.m. for a late-night voyage across the mysterious Mojave Wilderness on KCDZ 107.7.
Desert Oracle Radio, the voice of the desert.